And I'm sitting down and on my computer, just browsing stuff. And all of a sudden, my closet opens and a kid pops out.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most magical podcast. My name is Matt, and I am here with Andy and Tam. What's up, guys?
Yay! Yeah. We're three again.
We're three.
Yeah, that happened last week.
What's going on? I know. But it's consistent now.
Yeah.
It's not like, here's a three, there's a three. Take a three.
Guys, I have some bad news.
What's up?
I'm going to be out of town next week.
Oh, God damn it.
Consistency!
I'm going to Detroit for...
You're going to Detroit?
Well, good luck coming back.
I'm going to Detroit for the Yu-Gi-Oh!
He's gone.
National Championship.
You know, you might be really? Safe then, yeah. Because there's some weaker Yu-Gi-Oh! Kids out there, so...
Yeah,
They might take the shot for
plus,
you.
Plus, if you get mugged, they might activate your trap card. So you'll be safe.
I'm going to send him right to the Shadow Realm.
Just throw a card at him and you're like, no, nothing. And then yeah. Just get shot. Bop, 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 bop.
Oh, man. Detroit.
But yeah.
Yikes.
How long?
It's going to be a four-day weekend.
Yeah, you're not coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be here next week.
I wish Skylar was back.
Yeah. He's
all
back
of a sudden
in
a
the
submarine
breaks through the front of your hatch. Like, what the fuck, Matt? I'm here, guys.
You saw that post on Facebook?
The what the fuck, Tam?
Yeah.
That was great. I didn't. It was one of those. I was like, is he actually mad or is that just Skylar playing?
He called me later and said he was just kidding and I have his blessing. But,
oh, that's good.
Stay the fuck away from America.
Well, did you make a try before he said that?
A what?
Did you make a try before he said that? Because then you're like, I didn't know, man.
A try?
He means a run at Erica.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. No. Air quotes.
He's back in the U.S. now, just in Florida.
I think he's on soil. Yeah.
Yeah. Soil. All right.
He's because on I good saw him make U.S. of A soil
with that stash.
Yeah.
I fucking love that picture.
Oh, man. So what'd you guys do for the 4th?
Drink. A lot.
Blow
I made cheesecake rum chata pudding shots. Delicious.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. But it fucking delicious.
Cheesecake, rum chata, and pudding. Yeah. And then in shot form.
Yeah. With also whipped cream on top.
Oh, Jesus.
I wasn't impressed until the whipped cream. Now, you blew my fucking mind.
You got me.
What'd you do, Tam?
My parents were out of town, so I hung out with just a bunch of family friends. Yeah, yeah, no. I just hung out with a bunch of family friends.
Nice.
Marissa got black girl wasted.
Oh, great.
Yeah, like not white girl wasted.
Because she got white girl wasted at the thing.
Yeah.
That
thank God Camilla didn't get... Camilla got, like, somber wasted, so she was just like that, just chilling.
Yeah.
But
she
wasn't.
And she was wearing
around
a dress and laying spread eagle on the floor. I had to put pillows over her.
That's what Marissa was doing this time.
Oh, God.
But like black girl style, like ass up, splits, just on the floor. I'm like,
oh,
Marissa,
my
come
God.
On.
Really? Did you take a video?
I did a Snapchat, but I think I just sent it to her, and I'm like, you're not my sister.
This is what you look like. Yeah, Camilla was like falling over, and you could see her underwear, and I'm like... So I went and got some pillows and I put them over her and I'm like,
in the wedding, it's okay.
I'm like, just stop.
I manifest! Every time she drinks now, like one drink, I just yell that at her. I'm like, I manifest! The Mummy, it's the best movie
ever! Oh my
ever.
God, yeah. She talked about The Mummy for about 3 hours.
That's like her favorite
Andy's
movie.
Andy's dinner party.
The Mummy?
The Mummy,
that's
yeah.
That's her favorite movie.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser, The Mummy. Before he got all fat and not cool.
He was awesome. Cool before.
He was cool in The Mummy because he was like, oh, badass. And then The Mummy 2 came out and you're like, you're getting fatter, Rick O'Connell.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about the Uncharted series. I'm just kidding. I've never played this game.
Fantastic.
Yeah, not Only Camilla and Marissa got white girl wasted at the dinner party.
Yeah. Too bad Veronica didn't. Don't listen to this.
Because fucking Marissa sat under the table.
That's because we were making fun of her about doing something with the black guy.
Yeah, she had sex with the black guy, apparently. And then fucking Andy's like, Camilla, black guy, and pointed at Marissa. I'm like, Andy, that's not a black guy. That's your sister.
No, she knew.
You squint your eyes really hard.
Yeah.
See an outline?
Just the right amount of magic. Yeah. It's a black guy.
My fourth was fine. We had a bunch of family over. All my cousins now have kids.
That's what my cousins have that too.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, my mom has like a billion brothers and sisters, and in turn they had a billion kids, and now those kids now have a billion kids.
So it's just...
So there's a lot of kids. A lot of kids.
Were they all... Was it here?
It was here, yeah.
It was here?
Yeah. Ugh. It was a nice day, so most people were out on the deck, but the kids, nice. Like, I was sitting down here doing stuff, and, like, I could hear just, like, they were just running in circles. Like, fucking 9 kids, just... Oh, and then, apparently they were playing hide-and-seek. Right. So, at some point during the party, I go into my room, and I'm sitting down on my computer, just browsing stuff, and all of a sudden my closet opens and a kid pops out.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I was like... Yeah, I was like, hey, Gavin, you playing hide and seek? He's like, yeah, don't let them find me. And then he shut the door.
If you need good to move the skeletons, you can.
Yeah. Good thing I didn't look at porn.
Yeah. Yeah, good thing I wasn't watching. Yeah, like, who does that in the middle of, like, a family gathering? Like, excuse me. I have to go watch pornography now.
It's Christmas. I'll be right back.
It's only weird if you don't announce it, I guess.
All right, it's cool if you announce it. Where's Matthew at? No, he's watching porn.
He doesn't say it anymore. He just, when you disappear, you know he's looking at it.
Yeah. So that was fun.
How's PayPal? Still going good?
Yeah.
Good. Is Matt Ludke? Have you seen Matt Ludke yet? Do you remember him from Panera? He knows you.
Who?
He's been at my birthday parties. He's kind of blind.
Well.
Yeah. I don't have a picture of him either.
I might.
He doesn't have a picture of himself.
Yeah. I might. No.
I don't know. But I was like, oh, yeah, my buddy Matt got hired there. And he's like, oh, Rungi? So he knew you. Well,
if you think about it, I am kind of like a multinational podcast sensation. So, of course, he knows me.
Actually, I think he does actually listen to the podcast, if I'm not mistaken.
If you were to show me a picture, I'd probably know him.
Yeah. I don't know if he has a Facebook. I don't even know how to spell his name.
Is this person real?
He is real. I work with him.
I don't know if he has a Facebook. I don't know how to spell his name.
Matt, dude.
This is quality material. Shit. Oh, he found him.
Well, there might be a lot of Matt Lukeys in the world.
Really?
There's a bunch of them.
Still hasn't found it.
I'll just keep going. If I find it, I'll show you.
Okay.
Quality podcast. Hey.
I can count on my fingers.
Can you?
How many times I've been shwasted?
Shwasted?
Shwasted. I've only ever been drunk like 5 times. I'm a real late bloomer.
A late bloomer.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I was a late bloomer too. I didn't drink till I was 21.
Me too. My first drink was on my 21st.
Hey. My first drink was actually a week before my 21st.
Just got to the finish line. I was like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, I know. It was at a party Josh had. Wade handed me a drink. He's like, hey, you want to taste this? I'm like, fuck it.
Was it at Maplewood?
No, it was at Roja.
Oh, Roja.
Yeah.
Roja's delicious.
Roja is delicious.
Yeah. Like the actual restaurant?
Yeah.
And just nobody.
Their drinks are really good, too. Like a medium margarita is insanely
Oh,
big.
My God. Did I mention that on my birthday I went to this like hole in the wall called Club Mex?
No.
Okay. So I went there, and their fryer was down, which wasn't a problem. I wasn't getting anything fried. I was getting fucking fajitas.
Nice.
But I think they made up for it by like loading my margarita with tequila.
Did you get
it? Because it was fucking strong. Like I was like... Oh,
Mangusta.
I've never had a margarita before.
They're pretty tasty.
Yeah, they're all right. I don't really like the salt around the rim. I should have mentioned no salt.
I love salt around the rim.
Gross.
But
I suppose this isn't the right time to mention my sister got a strawberry margarita and got sugar around the rim.
That's good. I've had that before.
Really? Nothing about sugar around the rim?
Nope. Only salt.
He winked at me. Gross.
If I could like split my eyes like Al Tanner, I'd wink at both of you at the same time. But hey, brother, I'm looking at you and the soda machine.
You want me to punch you in one of your eyes and maybe it'll drift away?
Just get punched enough times.
You show up, Kimball's like, what happened to your eye? You're like, it's cool. I can look in two directions now.
It's all right, brother. What happened to your dialect? It's okay, brother.
How's that boxing thing going?
Fun. I just box. Some people are like asking me if I'm actually going to like box. I don't think so.
Want to box against me? I have no training. You could win then.
You want to box against me? I'll kick you.
I was gonna say, as long as martial arts are excluded, sure.
Well, no. Boxing is a martial art.
Like, well,
if you think about it.
I mean your martial arts.
Oh.
Specifically.
Okay.
I know you have training.
get fucked up martial arts.
Yeah. No, but I just box for fun. It's fun. Actually, I have that heavy bag right fucking there, and I still haven't hung it up.
It has been there for a while now.
I know. I have to clean out behind there, and there's a lot of shit. You looking at my fireworks? Yeah, they suck, though.
Dude, last year I bought a huge pack, and every single one sucked, but this year I bought, like, two packs, because last year I was like, they were fantastic. I don't want to buy them. So, yeah, it's like they have on and off years.
On and off years.
I'm going to say the most communist thing now. I don't like fireworks. I'm not a big fireworks guy.
Why not?
It is not a lot of build up to not a lot of an explosion. I don't know. And I hate America. That's the second reason.
Yeah. I hate fireworks before and after the 4th. Like on July 3rd when you're trying to sleep. Or July 2nd, you know, I have to work the next morning, all right? And there's all these fucking shells going off, like, poof, poof, poof. I'm just like, oh my God, fuck off.
We are now cynical old people.
Like, it sucks. There is a day for it.
I live in an SID, so technically it doesn't fall under Omaha's fireworks.
This is an SID.
Is it? Nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, people will just launch shit off at like June 30th. Like,
oh, well, yeah.
The tents are going up. That means I can blow shit up.
Oh, yeah. Stuff's been going off in this neighborhood for about a week.
Yeah.
You should see. Oh, we lit off a few 8 sticks of dynamite.
Nice.
There is a crater in the commons area behind my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Marissa's boyfriend came over and he had
what?
Some. They just have a fucking stupid relationship.
Okay. Yeah. It was just weird when you air quoted that.
Yeah. Anyways, he brought over 8 sticks of dynamite.
Those are awesome.
Fucking just awesome.
You could feel the shockwave off of them,
like,
if they're close enough.
You see it, and then you're just like, yeah, America.
Someone in this neighborhood had, they were like 8 sticks of dynamite, but they shot up all the way in the air. And it would flash, like you'd see a flash, and then you'd hear the boom, like way up in the air. It was pretty cool.
That's crazy.
That sounds really cool. Like, I have no problem with, like, explosions. I want, like, something to blow something else up. I don't want something to blow itself up, you know?
Michael Bay.
I just want
Michael Bay explosions every 4th of July.
Speaking of which, heard the new Transformers. Sick.
16 or 15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Great.
Yup. I think Human Centipede got better than that.
Human Centipede got better than
that? Yeah, I'm pretty sure Human Centipede got a
better
rating.
There's probably some people that skew that, though.
Isn't Rotten Tomatoes meta, though? Like, it takes scores from all over?
Yeah, but I can imagine there's a subset of people that are really like, oh my God, Human Centipede is my favorite movie. And they've probably gone to different sites and
probably
boosted that up. But still.
Fucking just. And what sucks is that movie made so much fucking money. It's made like $400 million.
Human Centipede?
No. Transformers. Well, there's a third one coming out.
Human Centipede?
Yeah.
Transformers?
There's a fifth Transformers coming out.
Oh my God, they're up to 5?
Yeah.
I only saw the first one.
The Transformer Centipede?
That'd be sweet. Optimus Prime's just like, no, Autobots.
Optimus Prime is like, do I eat the cuttlefish?
No, I'll eat the cuttlefish. No, what was the other thing? Like rice pudding or something really bland?
Yeah, Something really bland. Wasn't Kyle like in the middle of that centipede too?
Yes.
Kyle, do I eat the cuttlefish?
Or the other thing? Oh, it's got up to 17% on Rotten Tomatoes now.
Oh, hooray. Yay, Transformers.
Yeah.
More than meets the eye.
I guess the dino... Did you see it?
No.
Okay,
no.
I guess the Dinobots show up for like 10 minutes and that's it.
Oh, great.
Which that was the huge selling point on my part. I was like, Dinobots? Fuck yeah! 10 minutes.
I've never been a big Transformers guy, personally.
Me neither.
I saw the first one and went, wow, that was pretty cool. I saw the second one and I was like, never again. I didn't see the third one until...
The third one made up for the second one.
Oh, I saw it last week. That was the first time I saw it. It was on TV and I was like, the remote's all the way across the room.
I watched a few Rocky movies.
Were they on Netflix?
No, they were... AMC was doing a marathon.
Nice, because I guess Netflix, like July 1st, got all of them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch them.
One and two isn't bad.
One and two are good. I like three and four.
Three isn't bad. I haven't seen four, but three I was like, I walked away, I was like, what?
There are people outside our window.
We now have the fourth and fifth guests on our podcast.
My neighbors? I just love in Rocky 3 when Clubber Lang is exercising and he's just going,
all the grunts.
I also love in Rocky 4 when Ivan Drago's, I must break you. I love that. And then fucking Apollo Creed goes to, you know, hit his gloves, but his fists don't even move. They're just like fucking slabs of stone. And Creed looks at him like, oh, fuck. And then fucking Drago kills Creed.
Yeah, I did know that he dies.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about spoiling 4 for you because it's been out since before you were born.
That was in my queue, man. Come on.
You spoiled Rocky 4 for me. Yeah, that's your fault.
You know how hard it was to not get spoilers on that for all this time?
I don't even know what the internet is because of that.
I hate when people bitch about spoilers.
What about justified spoilers?
I don't.
Well, I mean,
what do you mean by justified spoilers?
All right, so we'll use the new Star Trek.
Okay.
In Darkness. If you couldn't have queued it up from the trailers that the main bad guy was Khan.
Oh, yeah.
But like it like leaked on the internet like 2 weeks before the movie came out. And I guess I was irritated, but I wasn't like pissed.
Oh, what I hate is when you're like trying to talk about an episode from like last season with a friend and another friend's like, "Oh, I haven't watched yet. I haven't watched yet." We're like, "Hurry up, man. Come on."
All right, I don't let people who use that, yeah. I'm just like, that was like, that's last season.
At that point, yeah. I think it's totally justified.
Yeah, when it's pretty old, yeah. You know, like, I remember I had someone complain on Facebook when I mentioned that Lori died in The Walking Dead.
Dude, everyone knew it was fucking coming.
And it was like 3 months after it happened. And he's like, dude, Lori died, I'm catching up. I'm like, it sucks to suck, but you're on the internet, man. Like, what the fuck?
That is true. That is, I feel like, your only defense. But, it's kind of different with video games, especially video game episodes, just because of how long it is in between. Some people are like,
yeah.
I don't want to spend this money right now for like 20 minutes. And then
The Walking Dead game, I just finally played the third episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
The fourth one comes out this month.
Does it?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's like it's a lot of investment to try and
keep
up constantly. Why not just hit it all as a big chunk? And so
that's what I did with the first season. Yeah. I just played it in one huge chunk.
I can fix it. I can fix it right now. People, stop bitching. If that just happened and you just accepted life how it is, there would be any spoilers because everyone would know everything.
Right.
Just wait like 8 months then and you'll forget about it and you'll be like, oh.
Magic.
Yeah, so trying to remember what we did in Pathfinder last week. It's hard to remember because it's an entire week before I have to recant the story.
Write it down in a notebook.
I should.
Or just like little like keywords.
Type it down on the tablet. Oh, the fuck did we do?
Record it and make it its own podcast.
I've thought about recording it before.
I think it'd be cool if you did it in video.
It would be cool if we did it in video.
Like you could just get like two webcams and put them in the corners of the room.
I know. That would be kind of neat, yeah. Actually. We were looking for the murderer. Oh, yeah, I ended up finding blood on Luna's knife right after someone got murdered. Yeah, so we took all her weapons and put a magic collar on her.
Was she pretty butthurt about it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And she was thrown in jail, and then...
You mean the brig?
Brig, yeah, you're right, we're still on a boat.
Give me that face.
Miss Skylar.
And then we fought some friggin' like sea serpent type things.
A kraken?
No, not a kraken. Apparently they turn other people into sea serpents.
Oh, that's kind of crappy.
A few people got sick, but we were able to cure them. So that was nice. Yeah, we spent a long time just arguing about what to do with her.
Really?
Yeah, we're like, do we put her in jail? Do we throw her overboard? I said we should throw her knife overboard because we thought it might have been a cursed weapon.
Oh, that's actually not bad. Did
she? I know you caught her, but did she like she admit to doing
she
it?
She still says it wasn't her. So,
huh? Was she blaming it on her so-called clothes?
She doesn't know who is doing it. She isn't blaming it on anyone. She's just saying it's not her.
Have you done any more truth spells? Or...
I did when she was saying it wasn't her, but she continued to say it wasn't her, so.
Right. Doesn't she have to, like, roll a check, though?
Yeah, if she beats the will save.
Do you know if she beats the will save?
No, you don't know
you if don't? She beats the will save. Oh, okay. No. Is there a spell to find out if she beats the will save?
I don't think so.
Damn. Not like a level 69 will save spell.
I don't know. A level what?
69.
They don't go that high.
Damn. When I'm doing pan upset at work, I just, the past like 3 days, I've just put 69 for flatbreads, and the little kid in me, I'm just like.
That's a naughty number. It's so naughty.
All right, gentlemen. You want to get into gaming news?
To the game!
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Have you heard the theories that his, like, disability is an act?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think it is?
I know for a fact he plays a character.
Okay, that's what.
But
I
don't
figured.
Know. I don't know if he has. I don't know if he's acting like he has a disability.
Anything. I'm sorry. I meant to say a character. I don't know why.
I'm like, almost positive he plays a character because I've heard him talk seriously about topics before.
Really? Okay. Because I believe that the theory that it was a character.
So. Yeah. Cliffy B christens his new studio Boss Key Productions. Stupidest fucking name for a studio.
I know, especially for a badass like Cliffy B. Like, everything that guy makes is just awesome.
Yeah.
What has he made so that the listeners
and
not,
you?
Not me. Not me.
Gears of War.
Oh, okay.
He's helped with the Unreal Engines.
Yeah.
If you remember the old from the 90s Jazz Jackrabbit, it was when I was like 5 it came out.
Well, the damn wasn't even born.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I don't mean literally. I was just trying to make you sound old.
But he's a cool dude and a really good developer. Like, he knows what people want. He's one of those guys. So everything he makes is just really good. And really polished. There we go. He makes very polished games is what he makes.
Except for the names of companies.
Yeah.
Boss Key Productions is fucking stupid.
He's just sitting at home. That's cool. He's coming out of retirement. I knew he wouldn't be in retirement for that long. Yeah. I was like, this dude's young.
Yeah, he's still young.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
Which is crazy of thinking how many things he did.
Yeah.
Like, he must have been like 14 working on shit. So,
he really had to start old or young. So.
Yeah. So, women are no longer banned from competing in the LESF Hearthstone tournament.
I fucking love Hearthstone. I play the shit out of that game.
Now, there was going to be a world championship in Finland. Well, I guess there still is a world championship in Finland, but they banned women at first.
What was their reasoning?
They cited the reason for having separate divisions for male and female players was to help legitimize esports, since traditional sports, football, hockey, soccer, etc., typically have such divisions.
Wow, that sounds like a really like man thing to say. Football doesn't have it.
But were there not going to be any, like, a female counterpart tournament, or?
I guess what this says now is that they were planning on a female counterpart tournament, But when you think about it, video games, you don't.
Yeah, you don't. It doesn't
matter.
You don't
need to really separate.
Yeah. And it was, and Blizzard was like, hey, not cool.
You know, it's not like a 320-pound linebacker is tackling like you know, a 110-pound wide receiver.
Yeah, it's your skill in the game.
Yeah, man. it's just hand-eye coordination. That doesn't really change between genders.
I haven't played Hearthstone, but I've watched some people play Hearthstone, and I've seen how addicting it could be. So I've done my best to stay away from that game.
I haven't spent any money though. Like I've Googled like best free to like free decks and all that, and that's how I play. Is I just build the free decks. I like it because it's not as deep as Magic. I love Magic, but that game can get so freaking confusing sometimes because it's such a deep game. Like they're just constantly new rules. This game at least nice and simple. It's like the fifth grade version of Magic.
I don't play Magic because it's too slow. I'm so used to Yu-Gi-Oh! Where it's like, oh, it's three turns and the game's over. I just play again, I guess.
Yeah, this game, Hearthstone's usually about an eight-turn game.
Oh, okay, that's kind of good.
This is the stupidest fucking thing.
Lindsay Lohan makes good on her threat to sue Rockstar Games. She says Rockstar used her likeness in GTA 5. For like a minor ass character,
a really minor ass character. Just like you see her
someone that like stands on the street. Yeah, and she's like, "That's me."
You see the character. Like you enter. It's one of the random encounters. So you 5 minutes tops.
Some programmer's like, oh, "I'm gonna show her."
Yeah,
yeah.
And then he gets called in his bullshit. He's like, "Oh fuck."
Which Lindsay Lohan's been really good about not being fucking crazy lately.
Remember when she was hot?
Yeah, like.
Remember when there were two of her?
Mean Girls. I was gonna say Parent Trap, but then I'm like, that's kind of weird, so I'll go with Mean Girls.
It's because you're old,
Tim.
you were gonna say Parent Trap.
Yeah,
I was gonna say Mean Girls.
Yeah, she's.
Or you know, just a little after Mean Girls when she was getting big again.
Yeah,
and then fucking coked out.
I loved her when she played in that Herbie movie.
She was, well, what's weird is, like, when I was younger, I was like, I wanted to see her naked. Pussy. But now I've seen her naked so many times, I don't give a shit anymore.
It's, I remember going, ah, and then I was just like, well, yeah. That was it.
Yeah, the first time she was naked, we're like, Lindsay Lohan was naked at something? And then you look, and you're like, awesome. And then it's like, hey, in her next movie, she's going to be naked. And we're like, wow, what a fucking surprise.
That's how I felt with Miley Cyrus. I was like, finally? All right, that's it.
Miley Cyrus, huh?
Dude, there's something about that bitch. Something about her. I don't know what. Like, I'm just like, yeah. If she still had her long hair, she'd
Miley
be
Cyrus
way
hot.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
How long have you been into Miley Cyrus? Isn't she like 20?
No, she's like 22.
Is she really like
22? No, she's not.
Okay, I'll look up. How old was Miley
Cyrus?
I have
to look it up. She must have just very recently. She was in the news for telling some kid, hey, I have a fake ID too.
What?
Let's see. Miley Cyrus is 21.
Yeah. Oh. Well, fine. At least she's still legal.
I'm not arguing that she's legal, but if you've had an infatuation with her,
no.
She hasn't been legal very long.
I've had an infatuation with her when the train wreck started.
Okay.
Because the train, I love watching me some train wreck.
When she started fucking twerking on stage.
Yeah. And
God, look at that. Look at the difference between these fucking pictures.
I know.
Tam, come around.
Coming.
Like, she is incredibly hot there. And then, 1 year later. Like, just...
You into that?
No.
Does that
no.
make you feel good, Andy?
Long-haired Miley Cyrus was awesome. Looking like a dude, Miley Cyrus, not so much.
You into that?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the stuff. That's what daddy likes.
Since we're talking about women crushes, I have had past tense the biggest crush on Emma Watson. Since like the first Harry Potter movie, I didn't care that she was a dork or whatever. Whoa. I was just like, we're the same age and I could pretend to be British. So we should.
She's I've seen more articles about how she's like natural beauty. She's like naturally beautiful.
All the women crushes I have on celebrities, always they always end up to be gay. Like Ellen Page.
I was going to say Yahoo CEO
Marissa Mayer.
I had that same problem with Neil Patrick Harris.
I know, right?
He's a good-looking man. He's a very good-looking man.
Yeah. I always had a suspicion that Ellen Page was gay, and then she said she was. And I was like, so it really will never be, huh?
Oh, Ellen Page. For some reason, I had Ellen DeGeneres in my head.
Really?
Yeah. But yes, Ellen Page was cute. But yeah, when she came out, I guess I was just like, all right.
I know. It sucks. It'll never be now. Because it was going to happen before, I swear.
Talk to her every day. Send her those smiley faces.
I was talking to her with talking about her to Steve Finch one time. And we were talking about hard candy or something like that. And he was like, dude, do you know how old she was when hard candy came out? I was like, do you know how old I was when hard candy came out? It's not as creepy as you think. She's older than me.
I love Steve, but man, conversations with him would get so dark so fast sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, like there was one time we were just talking about strippers, and then he's like, and then I took one home and she robbed me. And I was just like, that happened quickly.
Speaking of robbing, Lindsay Lohan
is robbing Rockstar Games of their money.
Boom. Got that segue. Pulled that shit all the way back.
The character really doesn't look like her at all. No. So I don't need.
The International Dota 2 Championship prize payout reaches $10 million. And to put that in perspective, that's higher than the Super Bowl prize payout.
By 0.1, but still, that's higher than the Super Bowl.
Even if it was on par with the Super Bowl, that's insane.
Yeah.
They got priorities, I guess.
Seattle. Oh, and I couldn't remember if Valve was actually holding it, but yeah, Valve was actually holding it. Damn.
Why would they do this when they could be working on Half-Life 3?
They're just trying to get more of an audience that whenever Half-Life 3 drops, it's just even that big of a deal.
I hope like in like 4 years, like there's an asteroid gonna destroy Earth, and Dota's like 3 days before it happens, like, oh hey, we're working on Half-Life 3. This is what we got. It's basically 98% done, and the world fucking ends.
The camera spans out, and there's just one copy of Half-Life 3 floating through space just forever. Some alien picks it up and goes, God, this game sucks. And throws it away.
The fuck was this?
Not as good as the first two.
All right, guys. Let's move on to technology.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
Scientists have located the brain's on-off switch for consciousness.
And a new debate for rape.
You had to go there, huh?
That was I'm speaking what's on my mind.
Rape.
What's real?
Rape.
I'm worried about
how is that a new debate? If you make them unconscious and then have sex with them, that's rape. How's that a debate?
Just the ongoing thing of just rape.
I don't want to hear about your ongoing rape, Andy.
So researchers at George Washington University were using deep brain electrodes to monitor brain signals and try and pinpoint the area of a patient's brain that was causing her seizures. One of the electrodes was placed in the claustrum, a thin sheet of neurons running between major structures in the brain, and a region that has never been studied with deep brain electrodes before. Unexpectedly, when the researchers sent high-frequency electrical signals to the claustrum, the patient lost consciousness. Unlike a seizure, where a person's activity immediately stops, the patient seemed to slow down, speaking more quietly and moving more slowly until she was silent and still, unresponsive to voice or visual stimulation. She was, by definition, unconscious.
No memory? Oh.
She had no memory of the event?
Yeah.
Hmm. You gonna go to Radio Shack, maybe get some wires, hook up some electrodes?
I'm just fucking poking them in heads.
You know you would have to, like, open someone's brain for this, right, Andy?
I know, but...
Like, how are you going to talk a woman into doing that? She's like, hey, I won't have sex with you, but yes, you can cut open my brain.
Hey, baby, you want to come back for some open brain surgery? That sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
Good.
Give her a few drinks, cut open her brain.
Whoa, she can't eat or drink 4 hours before the procedure. How are you going to pull this off, Andy?
Chloroform.
Well, she's already unconscious then. Why mess around with the brain? I wanted you to answer that. I had that answer queued up.
Do you remember
thing?
You probably don't remember shit after chloroform.
I don't think so. I think it just knocks your
ass maybe, out. But maybe there's like, you know, intermittent like, hey, I remember you yelling whore at me or something.
Oh.
I remember you crying and trying to cuddle deeply.
He didn't rape me. He just cuddled me.
Is that illegal? I guess not. I don't know.
I always thought it'd be great to be a professional cuddler, and then Camilla shot that idea down. I'm like, I am so great at cuddling, and she's like,
no, you're not.
You're not that good.
I just want to make money.
Yeah, the B team cuddler.
Yeah, you can come off the bench.
Wednesday at like 7 p.m. All right, let's go, Andy. Oh, it's a fat guy again. Oh, he's paying extra? All right, I guess I'll put my arms between his boobs.
So they were trying to stop seizures.
They were trying to stop seizures and knocked her unconscious.
So are they saying that's the only way? That's the only way to knock somebody unconscious? Like that part of the brain shuts off?
I don't know if they're saying that's the only way, but that's the way they found.
I love that like 90% of science is, hey, let's try something. Oh, we fucked. Oh, wait. Look what we found.
Whoa, wait. Hold on. Let's do that again. Yeah. There's probably something like... Bzz,
so that's bzz, penicillin.
Yeah, penicillin. My sister's allergic to penicillin.
I am too.
Are you?
We're going to be best friends.
Yeah,
there's
sure.
There's a lot of people that are allergic to penicillin. Yeah. I think Marissa is.
That's got to suck because that's usually the go-to for...
Well, syphilis. You got that kind of syphilis. Chlamydia that you just can't get rid of now.
Did you know you can get, was it chlamydia from koalas?
Yeah.
Because like 80% of koalas have chlamydia.
And they just, those motherfuckers bite you.
And I don't think it's the bite.
Oh, really?
I think it's, they.
So would someone have to fuck a...
No, what I read, what I read was if they urinate on you, it's a low chance because that's not a very... good way to transmit it, but it can happen.
Unless you're just like, ah.
Yeah, unless you're... Oh my God, Andy. Unless you're just bathing under that with your mouth open. Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you know that drop bears are just a made-up thing by Australians?
The fuck's a drop bear?
It's like, I guess they used to troll tourists that koalas would drop on them and attack them. So drop bears got started, and then like there was an Australian that was talking about it. He's like, yeah, we just use it to fuck with tourists.
Nice.
You guys watch Game Grumps, right?
I do.
He does.
You do?
Yeah.
Fucking love Game Grumps.
I do.
On Steam Train, they Ross is talking to Danny about that. How drop bears are not real. Yeah.
Oh. Do you remember what episode?
Not even a little bit.
I actually haven't watched Game Grumps in the past week or so because I haven't been into what they're playing. But that's okay. I still watch the old stuff. I forget what they're playing. They were playing Battle Block Theater for a while on Steam Train. And I don't know. It didn't look that interesting to me. King's Quest is what they're playing right now. I'm not really into the King's Quest.
They just finished King's Quest and they're on to Cabela's
game. Oh, that actually sounds interesting.
They're playing Into Darkness on the actual Grumps, and they're playing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader and Game Grumps Versus.
Oh, well, yeah.
That was last night.
Go check those out. I liked that horror game they just recently played. What was it, Dread Out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good game. All the screaming.
Yeah.
A death metal band will play inside a sealed metal box until they pass out.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
British death metal band Unfathomable Ruination will schedule a series of shows in central London next week wherein spectators won't be able to hear them play. They will play inside a perfectly sealed metal box until they pass out from lack of oxygen.
I love that next line. That's so fucking metal.
So what's the occasion? Just like, we gotta put a new spin on this metal game.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the video going around the metal construction?
Mm-mm.
No. It's this metal guy whipping and doing all this like
he's doing things like drilling or cutting wood, but at the same time he's spinning his head around.
And the song is just it's one of those that perfectly fits with the feeling of the video.
It's really funny.
How many gigabytes does it take to make a human?
Ooh. I've always actually thought, well, I guess the brain, I've wondered how many gigabytes the brain would hold.
Yeah, to actually fit your genetic code onto, say, a disk or something, it only takes 1.5 gigabytes.
Really?
Huh.
Your genetic code is 1.5 gigabytes.
Huh. All right, so if we go to the next paragraph, though.
Excuse me. I'm reading the story.
Oh.
Just kidding. a real person has about 60 zettabytes of information in total.
How many zeros is that?
Six.
21 zeros.
Nice.
So there's a difference between like your genetic code and like your memories and your ability to do things and shit like that. Like the information your brain holds is different than like, you know, your DNA. Your DNA just tells your body what to create and do.
I know they've been talking about it for a while, but living memory for computers and how much data it'll be able to store, like genetic hard drives. And they were talking about like it'll be able to hold like petabytes, and it'll be like super affordable.
How many zeros is that?
1,024 terabytes.
How many zeros is that?
12.
How many zeros is that?
There is no zeros in 12.
Oh.
But that's interesting about the 1.5 gigabytes. I thought it'd be a lot more.
Yeah.
A lot more.
This is nice. Scientists create a new flu virus that can kill all of humanity.
Every time I see something like this, like, scientists have been dicking around with something new. And yeah. I'm like, why? Why are you dicking around with something new?
University of Wisconsin-Madison professor, McJapanese name, has created a strain of flu that can completely escape the human immune system. The new genetically engineered virus based on the H1N1 virus, which has killed 500,000 people just 5 years ago. Most people today have a level of immunity to the H1N1 flu, which is now regarded as a relatively low threat. Kawakaga. His first name is easy. It's Yoshihiro. I can get that down. Then it's K-A-W-A-O-K-A.
Kawaka?
Yoshihiro K. Genetically manipulated H1N1 so it can escape our neutralizing antibodies. I don't know why he did that.
Someone had to give him grants and funding to do this.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Listen. I have this idea. You bear thought this me. Was bad. I can do it five times better. No balls, you can't. Watch me. 2 years. Watch me.
Grants. Make it happen.
All right. So, guys, that will do it for technology. Let's go into news. Oh, should I pull the wrong thing up? Oh, God.
Hit the button.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Sam.
We haven't
done that in a while.
We had the same idea. I was actually going to make a couple new drops this week,
oh, nice.
But I ended up doing other stuff, so sorry.
Looking at porn?
It's okay.
Probably.
Good.
At least once. All right, states that drink the most beer.
Yes!
Thought this would be interesting. So, number 10, Iowa.
Per capita consumption, 33.2 gallons.
I don't have a monitor in front of me, so I won't give you any stats.
Be careful, careful.
I'm being careful.
That's at its brink.
That's all you get.
The percent of binge drinkers in Iowa is 21.7%. Now, binge drinking is...
What is it?
It's a stupid ass number. It's a low amount. It's like 12 drinks a week for a guy.
But it's two beers within half an hour or so. It's something really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the number going.
It's really low. Yeah. Which sucks.
Yeah.
Can you only binge drink beer?
You can binge drink anything. The amount of drinks you've had in a time period.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's 8 ounces of beer, like 3 ounces of wine, and 1.5 ounces of hard alcohol is a drink.
There you go. CDC.
I can't drink beer.
Really?
No. I can smash some hard alcohol, though.
Well, yeah.
Doesn't bother me even a little bit.
Yeah.
I've never had a hangover from it, but...
Yeah, with hard alcohol, you drink less, too, so you don't... I always feel less shitty after drinking hard alcohol than I do.
Yeah, you got to drink a lot of beer to get pretty shitty.
I know, yeah. And then you feel all bloated because you just drank like fucking
yeast.
Yeah. Yeast. Basically yeast drank some bread.
Yeah. Yeast and water.
Number 9 is Nebraska. Per capita consumption, 34.2 gallons.
Damn.
Woo! Number 8 is Maine, 34.8 gallons.
Ugh,
there's a next
button. I hate fucking websites that do that, man.
Next is Nevada, 34.9 gallons. Followed by Wisconsin, 35.8 gallons. And Vermont, 35.9. Home stretch here. South Dakota, 38.1. Montana, 40.5 gallons per capita. Damn. New Hampshire, 42.2. And the state where you can't do anything but drink, North Dakota, 43.3.
Yep. I was wondering if the Dakotas were going to be on there.
Yeah, both Dakotas were on there. You know, and I know this state is, you know, in flyover country, but there's at least a zoo down the street.
We have the the nation's best zoo.
Yeah. We got, I mean, this city specifically, we got some nice stuff. But even if you're in Fremont.
Fremont's still a pretty good city.
Yeah. But you could also still drive to Omaha.
Yeah, Lincoln's not bad.
If you're in North Dakota, like, where the fuck are you gonna go? What's the capital? Bismarck.
Yeah,
I bet you there's not shit in Bismarck.
There's a guy on the corner. He's going, "Hey guys, welcome to Bismarck."
Yeah.
After each of these numbers, there's like a little paragraph afterwards, and in North Dakota, it just says, "Yeah, there's nothing to do here. Just drink. That's it."
Do you guys remember about 5 years ago when the Dakotas were talking about, like, conjoining to just make the Dakotas?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they were like, it was when the recession first hit, and to, like, solve their money problems, they're like, we'll become one. And then someone was like, oh, that ruins 50 states.
Well, we can just add Puerto Rico.
Yeah, just buck up and...
I mean, Puerto Rico's technically a state.
It's pretty goddamn close to a state.
There's like
it's a territory.
It's even more than a territory. It's like a protectorate or something like that.
Yeah, it's like a shove away from state.
I want to date you, Puerto Rico, but I don't want the title.
Yeah. I don't want to be exclusive with you, Puerto Rico.
You're going to fuck up my flag.
We got to make all new ones. Yeah. It's a bitch.
Well, then we can just, you know, merge the Dakotas. Bring in Puerto Rico, and we just use the same flag.
That sounds like a lot of paperwork.
Yeah,
it will be.
Government loves them paperwork.
But at least we won't have to make a new flag.
Everyone knows.
Woo!
Shit, what was I going to say? I found out that, you know, a few years ago, Quebec voted on whether or not they wanted to secede from Canada and just be the country of Quebec. And it failed 51% to 49%.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. They never really voted on it again that I'm aware of. But I found out that if Quebec leaves... Your phone just fell out.
That's fine.
If Quebec were to leave, then the amount of territory Canada would have would be less than the United States. So the United States would be the big-ass country.
Damn.
I saw just some sort of comic, like, if Who's Quebec were to leave... USA would be like, yeah, fuck you, Canada. Who's big now?
all the new maps.
All right, let's move on here. Google made it harder to search for porn.
No. That's all right. I know direct websites.
Yeah, I was going to say, does anyone really search for porn anymore?
Yeah, I don't. Maybe, like, middle schoolers still search for porn?
Yeah, and they're just like boobies.
Boobies!
Fully naked girls.
Yeah. This week, Google banned advertisements that, in the words of the company, promote graphic depictions of sexual acts. These acts included not only hardcore pornography, but any depiction of graphic sexual acts, like masturbation and genital, anal, and oral sexual activity.
I'm actually kind of okay with that, because there's some websites that, like, they have adult, like, humor and content, and then there'll be, like, bang your next-door neighbor ads on the thing, and I'm just like... That's great. Do you know I also use AdWatch or AdBlock, so that takes care of most of it.
Do you know how many next-door neighbors I've banged with those?
They're the same ones that were right outside our fourth and fifth members of the podcast.
I've never had a girl next door. That sucks. Have you ever lived next to a girl that was your age?
I lived across the street.
Well, that counts.
So, yeah.
Yes. I did when I was 5.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm sure that was fun.
Did did not get in there. Didn't know what there was.
Yeah. So here's an example. If you search massage on Google, a bunch of advertisements come up. You know, massage envy, massage franchise, stuff like that. If you search sexy massage, nothing comes up. Yeah, I know.
You want a little massage?
You want the back rub? I go down row.
Oh, real row.
Oh, what? It's in here somewhere.
I come in, touch you all up and down. You go sleep well. And when you sleep, I steal from wallet. It could be real good.
A Vancouver amusement park lets the internet control its attendees.
What?
Now, downtown Vancouver's Playland is currently running a campaign called The Hot Seat, where people on the internet choose every move that the park attendees make that are in the hot seat. So not everyone's in the hot seat. Oh, okay. Only some people are. It launched Thursday, and it's running until Friday. The hot seat will see a total of 6 contestants take their turn being told what rides to ride and what food to eat.
This is cool.
This is cool if the internet wasn't such a piece of shit like it is. Yeah,
4chan's going to get a hold of this.
It's going to be like,
eat
chili. Okay, now what? Eat chili. Now what? Eat chili. Now what? Ride the teacups.
Slap that little girl.
Slap her. Slap her.
She got a balloon? Take her balloon.
Yeah, pop the balloon.
Yeah, 4chan's going to get a hold of this.
That just reminded me one time. When we were young and we were like 16, 15, probably not even that, 15-ish. And we were just hanging out at the park after hours because that's what we did. We were hoodlums. Rebels. Yeah, we were hoodlums hanging out at the park after hours. Yeah. Anyway, so Austin had this really spicy beef jerky and he ate the beef jerky and he was sitting on the merry-go-round. Is that what those
things
are?
That's what I called them. Yeah. I don't know if that's their
acronym. So Stefan and I just start spinning them super fast. I mean, as fast as we could. So he throws up, and he's like, it's in my nose.
I bet that burned then.
Yeah.
Oh.
That had to suck. God, we were assholes. I would never do something like that now.
Yes, I would. Totally.
Yeah, I totally would.
If he offered, it would happen.
A man leaves his daughter home with a loaded gun so he could go get a head tattoo.
Where is this? Is this Florida?
No, it's in Albuquerque.
All right, next story. That was it. That's the whole thing.
John Ruiz has been charged with child endangerment after police said he left his 11-year-old daughter at home with a loaded gun so he could go get a tattoo. He was arrested Saturday after a neighbor saw the girl at her apartment complex pool with the .22-caliber gun under her towel.
Jeez.
Police were called, and the girl reportedly told investigators her dad said the pistol's there in case someone breaks in. The tattoo he got on his head says, "In God I Trust."
Now, this man was also able to pay a $15,000 bond.
That's in so 22 caliber, I trust.
Yeah. I don't think that necessarily means he paid it.
I know, but still, someone paid $15,000.
Yeah, someone did pay $15,000 to get this guy out of jail. So,
the tattoo artist, you got to finish that shit.
Yeah, I'm not done.
My work is not finished.
Right now it says, "In God be true."
That guy looks like he would fuck your shit up, though.
Yeah.
Have you seen the very photogenic criminal got offered a $30,000 modeling contract?
Stupid.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And
here's the thing, though. That was one good picture.
Yeah.
Someone found his Facebook page, and all the other pictures, he's not really that good looking.
But nope.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. And there's also a Kickstarter-like website trying to raise money to bail him so he can accept this contract.
I'm sorry. Are you fucking kidding me?
No. The internet is a fucking horrible place.
Let's teach everyone. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Steal. Kill. As long as you're good looking, you'll get a modeling contract.
Guys, it's over. We'll start with Tam first. Now I'm going to move on to Andy.
That was way too many.
I only have 2 guns, so I don't know what I'm going to do myself.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
Do I have an explosion? I could blow myself up. Yeah, here we go.
What's rim shot? Oh. All right.
Should have played that after fucking Tam said. Yeah, there used to be two of her.
Oh, talking about a different rim shot.
Love rim shots.
Yeah, with salt.
Yep, no sugar though.
Salt around the rim.
Salt just, it scratches a little bit more.
All right, guys, so that will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-pc. Might be a few tweets later. Not today, but, you know, this week. Yeah, email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com, and find us on YouTube, search 3-8 Combo Podcast. So for Tam and Andy.
Hey,
you what? Know what you guys should do? Next week, you guys should try and, like, do, like, an old segment that you guys haven't done in a long time. Just because I'm not going to be here. Trying to spice it up a little bit.
Maybe we could do a conversation with 3-8 Combo Podcast.
Maybe I could arrange out some things.
Yeah.
I just got to find the right thing.
Bring something back from the past. Blast something that hasn't been blast in the past.
Blast from the past.
Yeah, blast from the past.
Yeah.
All right. Past blast the.
Tam, Andy, Matt, signing out.